content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Hello, this is Christy Walters for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Read to Succeed. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from many different storybooks. Our first story today is called Get Real, Lucille, by Laura Petterson. Lucille, the rubber chicken, stared sadly out the train window. "I wish I were a real chicken," she muttered, "instead of just a prop for circus jokes." Peaches sat beside Lucille. "Don't you like making people laugh?" she asked. Lucille just sighed. The circus train would roll into a new town soon. Peaches would grab Lucille and shout, "It's showtime!" The act was always the same. Peaches tossed Lucille along with the juggling pins, head over heels, heels over head. Everybody laughed, but Lucille just got dizzy. Peaches squeezed Lucille like a horn while racing her bike. Honk! Everyone laughed, but Lucille just felt sore. Peaches handed Lucille a bunch of funny flowers. The crowd laughed, splat, but Lucille just got wet. As the train rounded the corner, Lucille saw something beautiful. A big green farm with real chickens scratching happily in the yard. Lucille smiled. She was hatching a plan. The circus train clattered into town and rumbled to a stop. Tents popped up. Ropes were pulled. The show was about to begin. While Peaches applied her makeup for the act, Lucille tiptoed out of the tent and bounced down the road toward the farmhouse. "Hello, my name is Lucille." The chicken stood and stared. "What are you?" asked a ruby-red hen. "Why, I'm a chicken, same as you," Lucille replied. "You're not a real chicken," heckled a speckled hen. "I want to be," she said quietly. "Can you scratch in the dirt?" asked the red hen. Lucille tried, but she only flopped in the dust. "You're a phony fowl. Get real, Lucille," the red hen squawked. Oh, all this dust. "Can you cluck?" asked the white hen. Lucille tried her hardest. Honk! "You're a honking humbug. Get real, Lucille," the white hen cried. "Can you fluff out your feathers?" asked the speckled hen. Lucille shook her head. "Rubber doesn't fluff." "You're a featherless fraud. Get real, Lucille." The speckled hen huffed, then strutted back to her nest. The other chickens followed suit. Lucille felt all alone in the chicken yard. No scratch, no cluck, no fluff. Just a quiet little honk caught in her throat. Lucille watched and wondered, "Is this your nap time?" she asked. The red hen rolled her eyes. "It's our time to lay eggs." "Yeah," said the speckled hen. "Real chickens lay eggs. Can you?" Lucille knew she couldn't, so she changed the subject. "What do you do with the eggs?" she asked. "Throw them at Farmer Brown?" The chickens were horrified. "No," they squawked. "We love Farmer Brown. He takes care of us, and we give him our eggs. We're partners." "Go away." Then some of the chickens picked up their eggs and hurled them at Lucille. Whoosh, 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 through the air they flew. Quick as a flash, Lucille caught the eggs and began to juggle them. She juggled fast. She juggled while spinning. She even juggled with her feet. At first, the chickens stared. Then they started to laugh. "Where did you learn those tricks?" sputtered the speckled hen, holding her sides. "Peaches taught me at the circus," Lucille said with a smile. "Ha, ha, 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 ha." Then suddenly she pictured Peaches and all the people laughing at their act. She felt a lonesome ache in her chest, like an empty house whose family had moved away. I can't scratch, cluck, fluff, or even lay eggs, she thought, but I can make people laugh. With that, Lucille got an idea. Goodbye, ladies. I have to go. The chickens waved as Lucille bounced down the road toward the circus. When Peaches saw Lucille, she shouted, I missed you! Lucille smiled. I missed you, too. I do belong in the circus, but we need to change the act. I have some ideas for you. Later on, Peaches looked at Lucille and asked, Ready, partner? Lucille grinned. Together, they shouted, It's showtime! Peaches and Lucille juggled eggs expertly, tossing them to and fro with flair. Everyone giggled with glee, including Lucille. Peaches pedaled like a rocket while Lucille blasted the horn, honk, honk. Everybody snorted and snickered, even Lucille. Lucille handed Peaches the funny flowers. The crowd hooted and howled along with Peaches and Lucille, but Lucille hooted and howled the loudest. She loved making people laugh, especially when they laughed with her, not at her. The next day, the circus train click-clacked out of town. It passed the big farmhouse, and Lucille smiled as she watched her chicken friends scratching happily in the yard. It looks like our new act is a big hit, Peaches said. Those were super ideas. Lucille grinned. That's what happens when I'm the real deal, Lucille. Here's another Dr. Seuss book. This one's called The Cat in the Hat. The sun did not shine. It was too wet to play. So we sat in the house all that cold, cold, wet day. I sat there with Sally. We sat there, we two. And I said, how I wish we had something to do. Too wet to go out and too cold to play ball. So we sat in the house. We did nothing at all. So all we could do was to sit, 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 sit. And we did not like it, not one little bit. Bump! And then something went bump. How that bump made us jump. We looked. Then we saw him step in on the mat. We looked and we saw him, the cat in the hat. And he said to us, why do you sit there like that? I know it is wet and the sun is not sunny, but we can have lots of good fun that is funny. I know some good games we could play, said the cat. I know some new tricks, said the cat in the hat. A lot of good tricks. I will show them to you. Your mother will not mind at all if I do. Then Sally and I did not know what to say. Our mother was out of the house for the day. But our fish said, no, no, make that cat go away. Tell that cat in the hat you do not want to play. He should not be here. He should not be about. He should not be here when your mother is out. Now, now, have no fear, said the cat. My tricks are not bad, said the cat in the hat. Why, we can have lots of good fun if you wish, with a game that I call Up, Up, Up with a Fish. Put me down, said the fish. This is no fun at all. Put me down, said the fish. I do not wish to fall. Have no fear, said the cat. I will not let you fall. I will hold you up high as I stand on a ball. With a book on one hand and a cup on my hat. But that is not all I can do, said the cat. Look at me now, said the cat, with a cup and a cake on the top of my hat. I can hold up two books. I can hold up the fish and a little toy ship and some milk on a dish. And look, I can hop up and down on the ball. But that is not all. Oh, no, that is not all. Look at me, look at me, look at me now. It is fun to have fun, but you have to know how. I can hold up the cup and the milk and the cake. I can hold up these books and the fish on a rake. I can hold the toy ship and a little toy man. And look, with my tail I can hold a red fan. I can fan with the fan as I hop on the ball, but that is not all. Oh, no, that is not all. That is what the cat said. Then he fell on his head. He came down with a bump from up there on the ball, and Sally and I, we saw all the things fall. And our fish came down too. He fell into a pot. He said, "Do I like this? Oh no, I do not. This is not a good game," said our fish as he lit. "No, I do not like it, not one little bit." "Now look what you did," said the fish to the cat. "Now look at this house. Look at this. Look at that. You sank our toy ship, sank it deep in the cake. You shook up our house and you bent our new rake. You should not be here when our mother is not. You get out of this house," said the fish in the pot. "But I like to be here. Oh, I like it a lot," said the cat in the hat to the fish in the pot. "I will not go away. I do not wish to go. And so," said the cat in the hat, so, "I will show you another good game that I know." And then he ran out. And then, fast as a fox, the cat in the hat came back in with a box, a big red wood box. It was shut with a hook. "Now look at this trick," said the cat. "Take a look." Then he got up on top with the tip of his hat. "I call this game Fun in a Box," said the cat. "In this box are two things I will show to you now. You will like these two things," said the cat with a bow. "I will pick up the hook. You will see something new. Two things, and I call them Thing One and Thing Two. These things will not bite you. They want to have fun." Then out of the box came Thing Two and Thing One. And they ran to us fast. They said, "How do you do? Would you like to shake hands with Thing One and Thing Two?" And Sally and I did not know what to do, so we had to shake hands with Thing One and Thing Two. We shook their two hands, but our fish said, "No, no, those things should not be in this house. Make them go. They should not be here when your mother is not. Put them out," said the fish in the pot. "Have no fear, little fish," said the cat in the hat. "These things are good things," and he gave them a pat. "They are tame, oh, so tame. They have come here to play. They will give you some fun on this wet, wet, wet day." "Now, here is a game that they like," said the cat. "They like to fly kites," said the cat in the hat. "No, not in the house," said the fish in the pot. "They should not fly kites in a house. They should not. Oh, the things they will bump. Oh, the things they will hit. Oh, I do not like it, not one little bit." Then Sally and I saw them run down the hall. We saw those two things bump their kites on the wall. Bump, thump, bump, thump, bump, bump. Down the wall in the hall. Thing Two and Thing One, they ran up, they ran down on the string of one kite. We saw Mother's new gown. Her gown with the dots that are pink, white, and red. Then we saw one kite bump on the head of her bed. Then those things ran about with big bumps, jumps, and kicks, and with hops and big thumps and all kinds of bad tricks. And I said, "I do not like the way that they play. If Mother could see this, oh, what would she say?" Then our fish said, "Look, look!" And our fish shook with fear. "Your mother is on her way home. Do you hear? Oh, what will she do to us? What will she say? Oh, she will not like it to find us this way. So do something fast," said the fish. "Do you hear? I saw her. Your mother is near. So as fast as you can, think of something to do. You will have to get rid of Thing One and Thing Two." So as fast as I could, I went after my net, and I said, "With my net, I can get them, I bet. I bet with my net, I can get those things yet." Then I let down my net. It came down with a plop, and I had them at last. Those two things had to stop. Then I said to the cat, "Now you do as I say. You pack up those things, and you take them away." "Oh, dear," said the cat, "you did not like our game. Oh, dear, what a shame, what a shame, what a shame." Then he shut up the things in the box with the hook, and the cat went away with a sad kind of look. "That is good," said the fish. "She has gone away, yes, but your mother will come. She will find this big mess, and this mess is so big and so deep and so tall, we cannot pick it up. There is no way at all." And then, who was back in the house? Why, the cat. "Have no fear of this mess," said the Cat in the Hat. "I always pick up all my playthings, and so I will show you another good trick that I know." Then we saw him pick up all the things that were down. He picked up the cake and the rake and the gown, and the milk and the strings and the books and the dish, and the fan and the cup and the ship and the fish, and he put them away. Then he said, "That is that," and then he was gone with a tip of his hat. Then our mother came in, and she said to us too, "Did you have any fun? Tell me, what did you do?" And Sally and I did not know what to say. Should we tell her the things that went on there that day? Should we tell her about it? Now, what should we do? Well, what would you do if your mother asked you? Our next Dr. Seuss book is called Hop on Pop. Up, pup, pup is up. Cup, pup, pup in cup. Pup, cup, cup on pup. Mouse, house, mouse on house. House, mouse, house on mouse. All tall, we all are tall. All small, we all are small. All ball, we all play ball. Ball, wall, up on a wall. All fall, fall off the wall. Day, play, we play all day. Night, fight, we fight all night. He, me, he is after me. Him, Jim, Jim is after him. See, be, we see a bee. See, be, three, now we see three. Three, tree, three fish in a tree. Fish in a tree? How can that be? Red, red, they call me red. Red, bed, I am in bed. Red, Ned, Ted, and Ed in bed. Pat, pat, they call him Pat. Pat, sat, Pat sat on hat. Pat, cat, Pat sat on cat. Pat, bat, Pat sat on bat. No, Pat, no, don't sit on that. There's a cactus with sharp points. We don't want Pat to hurt himself. Sad, dad, bad, had. Dad is sad, very, very sad. He had a bad day. What a day Dad had. Thing, thing, what is that thing? Thing, sing, that thing can sing. Song, long, a long, long song. Goodbye, thing, you sing too long. Walk, walk, we like to walk. Walk, talk, we like to talk. Hop, pop, we like to hop. We like to hop on top of pop. Stop, you must not hop on pop. Mr. Brown, Mrs. Brown. Mr. Brown, upside down. Pup, up. Brown, down. Pup is down. Where is Brown? Where is Brown? There is Brown. Mr. Brown is out of town. Back, black. Brown came back. Brown came back with Mr. Black. Snack, snack. Eat a snack. Eat a snack with Brown and Black. Jump, bump. He jumped. He bumped. Fast, past. He went past, fast. Went, tent, sent. He went into the tent. I sent him out of the tent. Wet, get. Two dogs get wet. Help, yelp. They yelp for help. Hill, will. Will went up hill. Will, hill, still. Will is uphill still. Father, mother, sister, brother. That one is my other brother. My brothers read a little bit. Little words like if and it. My father can read big words too, like Constantinople and Timbuktu. Say, say, what does this say? See he me wee, pat pop pop pop. He three tree bee, top hop stop. Ask me tomorrow, but not today. Here are some more terrible tongue twisters from Oh Say Can You Say by Dr. Seuss. Quack, quack. We have two ducks, one blue, one black. And when our blue duck goes quack, quack, our black duck quickly quack, quacks back. The quacks, blue quacks, make her quite a quacker, but black is a quicker quacker backer. And speaking of quacks, reminds me of cracks and stacks and sacks and shacks and schnacks. So, oh say can you say, I have cracks in my shack, I have smoke in my stack, and I think there's a schnack in the sack on my back? West beast, east beast. Upon an island hard to reach, the east beast sits upon his beach. Upon the west beach sits the west beast. Each beach beast thinks he's the best beast. Which beast is best? Well, I thought at first that the east was best and the west was worst. Then I looked again from the west to the east, and I liked the beast on the east beach least. Pete packs pigs. Pete Briggs pats pigs. Briggs pats pink pigs. Briggs pats big pigs. Don't ask me why, it doesn't matter. Pete Briggs is a pink pig, big pig patter. Pete Briggs pats his big pink pigs all day. Don't ask me why, I cannot say. Then Pete puts his padded pigs away in his Pete Briggs's pink pigs, big pigs pig pen. Fritz needs Fred and Fred needs Fritz. Fritz feeds Fred and Fred feeds Fritz. Fred feeds Fritz with Ritzy Fred food. Fritz feeds Fred with Ritzy Fritz food. And Fritz, when fed, has often said, I'm a Fred-fed Fritz. Fred's a Fritz-fed Fred. How to tell a klotz from a glotz? Well, the glotz, you will notice, has lots of black spots. The klotz is quite different with lots of black dots. But the big problem is that the spots on a glotz are about the same size as the dots on a klotz. So you first have to spot who the one with the dots is. then it's easy to tell who the klotz or the glotz is. What would you rather be when you grow up? A cop in a cop's cap? Or a cupcake cook in a cupcake cook's cap? Or a fat flapjack flapper in a flat flapped jack cap? Or, if you think you don't like cop's caps, flapjack flappers, or cupcake cook's caps, maybe you're one of those choosy chaps who likes kooky captain's caps, perhaps. More about Blynn. Well, when Blynn comes home tired from his work pinning shins, the happiest hour of old Blynn's day begins. Mr. Blynn is the father of musical twins, who, tucking twin instruments under twin chins, lull their daddy to sleep with twin Blynn violins. And, oh say can you say, far away in Berlin, a musical urchin named Gretchen von Schwinn has a blue-footed, true-footed, trick-fingered, slick-fingered, six-fingered, six-stringed, tin Schwinn mandolin. Rope, soap, hoop, soap. If you hope to wash soup off a rope, simply scrub it with scrope. Scrope is so strong that no rope is too long. But if you should wish to wash soup off a hoop, I suggest that it's best to let your whole silly souped-up hoop soak in Soapy Cooper's Super Soup Off Hoops Soak Suds. But never give your daddy a walrus. A walrus with whiskers is not a good pet. And a walrus which whispers is worse even yet. When a walrus lisps whispers through tough, rough, wet whiskers, your poor daddy's ear will get blispers and bliskers. And that's almost enough of such stuff for one day. One more and you're finished. Oh, say, can you say? The storm starts when the drops start dropping. When the drops stop dropping, then the storm starts stopping. We have run out of time for today's episode of Read to Succeed. We hope you enjoyed listening. Please join us next time. I'm Christy Walters, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Read to Succeed is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. Have a great day.